It's a tab party, baby!
Welcome to the Ted Party Podcast. Ever since you had a baby, like, my girlfriend has been, like...
She's got baby fever.
Bad. Like, yeah. She has, like...
She called me.
Mentioned it so much more. She's like, well, we can't have a baby unless I get married to you. And I'm like, fuck.
You're like, hey, could you pass me the drink? And you're like, she's like, as long as you pass me some sperm so I can make a baby. Why don't you hand me a sperm packet?
Let me get some. Yeah. What if that was the. What if
that's how a lot of dude.
Ketchup packets turn into cum packets?
Frogs and they make a little packet. I swear,
like,
and
they like hand the cum packet, please.
Cum packets.
Oh my goodness! Well, all right. Well,
are we recording?
Yeah, we're good. We're ready.
That was already. Yeah, all that was on there. Packet. Okay,
pre-talk
cum package.
So, hello everybody. This is Ted, and I want to welcome you back to episode 2. And I have a very special guest today. My friend, brother and mentor, and also just a good all-around good guy. I have Jason Bachman of Strange Donuts here with us tonight.
What's up world? I'm here.
All right guys, we have a really funny and awesome episode in store for you guys today, so I hope you guys are ready to laugh.
Brought to you by cum packets.
Brought to you by Hunt's cum packets. We'll get to that later, but I just got my first episode going on air, on iTunes and SoundCloud, like a little bit about last week or whatever, and the amount of phone calls and texts and stuff from people has been pretty overwhelming. I appreciate all the love, guys. Like, what I have in store for you guys for the future of this podcast is a lot of good stuff, funny guests, really interesting people, and just some fun. So hope you guys are ready for this. But so I brought Jason out. I've known Jason for a good number of years. I would say about 15.
Maybe 15 to 17 years.
And what's been really cool with Jason is that I've moved away or I've gone and done my own thing. And every time that I've come back to meet Jason, where we've met, you know, later down the road, we've always just kind of rekindled that relationship that we've had. And some of it in the past was personal, then moved over to like business and personal and business. So
we've never been single at the same time though, which is the problem. Yeah. It's always like an obstacle in our lives.
Oh my goodness. So I have Jason, and if you don't know who Jason is the one of the co-owners of Strange Donuts. Jason also is Can I say who you are? Jason is he is a member of Big Brother Big Sister, and he's also a part of the thing Strange Donuts has called Strange Cares, and they help benefit kids and give away scholarships to those who are less fortunate that need that extra push. So flat out, Jason is, is a good guy. So,
thank you, Ted.
Yeah, you're welcome, brother. So let's go ahead and just get this thing going.
Let's sail this ship.
Let's go. Let's get ready. All right, guys. Well, I have a ton of questions for Jason today.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about a little bit about his personal life. We're going to talk about, how he got a little bit of Strange Donuts, how what Strange Donuts is to him, business, and just what he thinks about things, you know. For my first question is, I want to ask you, like, how many miles can you run?
Miles, can I run? I think this often. Seriously, something that's in my head all the time is I'll pick something up that's kind of heavy and think, how long could I carry this for? And usually I think a mile. I'm like, a mile is usually the marker. Like, I'll pick up a fridge or whatever, and I'll be like, could I carry this thing a mile? Picking up
fridges.
Dude, it's whatever. I'll pick anything up, man. And then I'll say, could I carry this a mile? And then most of the time I think I could. And then the other day I was running with my dog, though. He's about 30 pounds. Little bitty guy.
Little Gus.
Little baby Gus, yeah. He's a little bulldog, and he was running with me. It was extremely hot. And then he, like, couldn't go anymore, and he laid down. And I usually will drag him a little bit,
yeah,
and he'll get up and run again. He was done, dude, and he started concerning me. I picked him up. I carried him over a mile, dude.
Yeah,
I carried him over a mile,
like a mother running to or a father. I
more
guess.
Like a more like a soldier in a war.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah.
Or
Forrest Gump,
dude. I carried
the
Bubba.
Soldiers back to yeah. the
Many
safe
soldiers.
Zone.
But instead, I was carrying my dog to biscuits.
To biscuits.
But the a run, I think I could run forever. I'm
shout
serious.
Out biscuits.
I think I could run forever. I had a biscuit the other day, dude.
Check.
That's
what I was hoping you would say forever. So that one is checked off the list.
Wu-Tang forever.
Wu-Tang.
The I had a biscuit the other day. This place called Three Flags Tavern. And it was
what is this?
Three Flags.
Okay.
It's a new restaurant.
Where is it?
It's at Kings Highway and Southwest.
Okay.
Real good restaurant. You should check it out. So good time.
I'm
they
a
wouldn't
big
give
man.
Me ice cream to I want it.
Is it like Lambert's biscuits?
No. These are like lard. I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
I have a pretty sophisticated palate. And I thought that there were lard biscuits, and it was excellent. So
that's awesome.
everything I ate there was great.
And Jason is a lot of you don't know this, but Jason is a big he's a big foodie. He doesn't like to talk about it, but Jason like secretly goes to all these restaurants, and no one knows that he does. But every time I'm with him, if we're like at the shop at Strange Donuts, or if we're just out or something, you know, and someone's like, hey, what's good to eat? And Jason will just out of nowhere say this place that has just started business. And he's like, I've been there. Yeah, I was there, you know. And
I'm familiar with a lot of their dumpsters.
Yeah.
I've sorted through. I've been in many, dude. And it's like I can tell you which dumpsters will keep you warm. Which dumpsters?
There is a guy. I just watched this show called American Ninja. And this guy
hold on. What? Are you talking about Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, dude. American Ninja. If you ever seen the
movie
from the
80s. You tried out
for
that.
See it, dude. American Ninja. Is tight. Also, Iron Eagle is tight if you haven't seen it, dude. You need to get on that. And
what about
third, Airwolf.
Airwolf.
It was only on the year for a year. It was like Knight Rider, but a helicopter. It was so tight.
Oh, my God.
Airwolf.
But let me tell you this story.
Sorry.
Real fast about – no, you're cool. About American Ninja Warrior, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct? Okay. So I was watching it. I haven't really gotten down on this show before, but it was on TV. And one of the contestants – and I guess how they do their thing is that they have tryouts. And then as soon as someone gets past the marker, the person is like eligible to be in the next competition, the mm-hmm. next city or something like that. Well, they did this clip of this guy, and this guy literally how he gets by at life. He goes to dumpsters, and he has like the inside with the workers at the restaurants on what's fresh. I mean, this dude's eating yogurt and like he's eating some stuff out of these dumpsters, but like, I mean, like, this is the only guy in that whole show, the whole episode I watched, that won. And he's powered on week-old yogurts and
he's like a DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yeah, yeah. He is the little, the DeLorean when it takes the junk or whatever.
I don't know.
That's how he.
If I believe it.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know if I believe it.
We're coming
story.
Up close to the Back to the Future time, or did we already pass
November 13th, right?
I think 15th.
I saw a guy today in Schnucks Market. He had lights in his. He had like, He had super high tops. He had lights. And I was like, dude, what's up with those? And he's like, oh, there's some guy in Imperial that puts lights in the air pockets.
What?
For $75. Speaking, I think it's called Future Lights on Facebook.com or something. Well,
that's what's up. Speaking of shoes, let's move right into our next question.
Okay.
Jason is a big, let's just say, you shop a lot and buy a lot of shoes. Jason is one of the, roughly, you know, well, like you are a big shoe head, sneaker head.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just ask you some questions, like what's your favorite kinds of shoes?
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
My favorite shoes. So Jordans are cool, but I'm starting to be like, screw you, dude. $190, $225, right. Whatever. That's dumb to me.
Yeah.
And then I think some of that is just I'm older. I'm like $225. I can pay my car payment. Before there was this man, I'll tell you some crazy stories about shoes.
Please.
But the
yes,
I paid for college was partly with shoes.
That's awesome.
I would buy shoes.
This and is flip serious.
Them. Oh yeah,
straight I'd up. Flip them. Yeah.
I went to China for school and I'd go there and sell stuff there, like bring jeans there, you know.
Yeah.
And then bring shoes back and sell them. But I had tons of shoes. But my favorite shoe of all time, hands down, Air Max 90 Infrareds. But like my feet have like changed. Like my foot spread out.
Same here.
So I have a bunch of – I have a lot of them. Yeah. I have a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they don't fit my feet anymore. But I'm thinking I'll just hang them up somewhere someday.
And you've had more in the past, but you've also like given them to people and like – gotten rid of them as you know you've gotten older. You know,
I sell them, give them away.
Yeah,
that dude on American Ninja Warrior, yeah. He ate my shoes out of a dumpster. Yeah. No, but I'm Air Max 90 Infrareds. Dude, what I'm really liking now are these Air Max Tavis, and I feel like people are sleeping on them, dude. But what I'm really liking now is the washability of shoes.
Okay,
so like Roshis, dude. That's what I'm wearing right now.
I'm not a big shoe washer. Psst,
I'm telling you, Roshis.
Okay,
Roshis and Air Max Tavis. You can wash them, and they look brand new.
You've washed those shoes there.
I've washed these. What I'm wearing.
Jason's wearing Roshis.
And how do they look? They look crispy, don't they?
Yeah, they look really nice.
Yeah, dude. I've washed these. I've worn these in the shop. I've baked donuts in these. They're
most comfortable shoe ever, too.
Hands down, most comfortable shoe. Yeah.
I actually had these Roshis on this morning. I was planning my outfit, and I kind of went away from what I had. So my girlfriend,
I think it was Christmas. Do you plan your outfit based on the Gregorian calendar?
I go from the ground up.
Okay.
Yeah. I go from the ground up. So it depends on the shoe. And then I start my outfit going up, shorts, then shirt, then hat. And
let's make clothes out of ice cream like that place in St. Charles and call it Outfritz. Outfritz's. It'll be an ice cream Outfritz. Store. Outfritz's.
Oh, my God. But I had these Roshis that I got for Christmas for my girlfriend, and I've literally worn them once. I have so many shoes in my house that no one knows that I have because I don't wear them because I have to wear them with the right thing. But I feel like, and this is personal, but like my outfits, I like wearing Roshis, not even, no kidding, more in the winter than I do in the summer. I like wearing Vans and sandals and stuff during the summertime, you know, whatever. But just depends. I wouldn't wear them to work. But so I also want to say congratulations to you, Jason. You is a new father. And I'm really happy for you. I'm really, you know, that's just a... I've known you for a long time, and that now that you're like a father, you know, like I forget that you're a father, but it's such a cool gift. And your little son, shout out. He's a beautiful little boy.
Yeah, so, he's a man, dude.
I love you guys, and I'm happy for you guys for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So let's just talk about – so we have the – so in the TED Party podcast, we're going to have – these little segments and stuff, and me and Jason are going to play this segment this week, and we're going to call it Who Would Win in a Fight. So we're going to talk about who he thinks would win in a fight for about 5 to 10 minutes, about probably not 10 minutes, but we'll have these little questions.
All right.
Every episode we'll get what he thinks is the top tier of the questions. So, okay. So who do you think would win in a fight? Mm-hmm. Sandra Bullock or Jennifer Aniston?
Okay, are these Sandra Bullock after Jesse James?
We're talking
with the adopted baby.
Fist fights.
Yeah. Can she, does she, is she holding the adopted baby on her back?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking like right now.
Jennifer Aniston gets beat by every dude. You know, like every, she's been worked by everybody, starting with Brad Pitt. It's just sad to see,
I heard about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, not like beat, like physically beat, like these guys are punching her. I'm saying,
like knocked down.
It's like, oh, heartbroken. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston just can't win. I think this is going to prevail in this fight too. And Sandra has so much to fight for, dude. I mean, she's done speed one, two, three. She's a champion.
She was speed.
Jesse James cheated on her.
Yeah.
Remember? And she's like, psh, out of here, dude. Yeah. I'm going to get a baby.
I'm
going to
go win an Oscar real quick.
I'm going to go win an Oscar and get a baby, raise it on my own. She carries a baby in her mouth.
I heard in the movie Blindside, she was actually an extra for Michael Orr. That was her.
She is, yeah, Michael
she
Orr
was Michael
in the car
Orr.
Crash
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
She's like, run it into the wall. Yeah. No, I heard that Michael Orr, she is Michael Orr.
That's what I
heard. That movie kind of freaked me out. I liked it, and I actually cried in that movie, dude.
Do you want to know a little bit of trivia I'll put up on you guys? Since that movie has aired, or been put out, Michael Orr's reputation or his performance has gone down. There was this huge thing a couple of weeks ago about, since that movie has come out, like his, you know, because his success story was really cool. He went from nothing to something, got adopted from a really cool family, went to play professional football, and then he, you know, got signed with the Ravens, I think, and I think he's been with the Ravens ever since. But they were talking about, like he was saying, like his
didn't Ray Lewis kill him?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I heard.
Who did Ray Lewis kill?
Michael Orr.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And Michael. Then Sandra Bullock assumed his identity.
All right, next question.
Who would win?
Who would win in a fight? We'll say, I can't do the obvious ones like that, but so we'll do. Who's a better rapper?
Okay.
Who do you think? Kanye West.
Okay.
Or Ice Cube?
So here's the deal, dude. Somebody the other day said Ice Cube was one of the best rappers ever. And I was like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, dude. I was like, shut up. Or he said the best rapper out of NWA. I was like, even then. Or even best West Coast rapper.
No
saying.
Way.
I was like, I don't know. But then I started remembering, dude. I used to bump the Predator. All the time. I had a bunch of his albums, dude, and some of it came across on my Pandora, and I was like, man, I can't remember. I forgot how good this dude was.
Yeah, no, he was.
Yeah,
Ice Cube was like, as far as a rapper, he was like in so many genres.
Big dicks
in
your butt are bad for your health. Yeah. He was saying that. I mean, he said that back in the '90s.
Yeah,
he was letting everybody know. You know what I mean? He ran for attorney general just on that song alone. He was letting people know, like, these are things that are bad for your health.
didn't he he used to tour with, what was that rock festival called? I can't think of
it. Are you saying Ice-T or Ice Cube? Yeah, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube was with like Korn and Limp Bizkit, and what was that concert called?
I don't know.
Dane, what was that concert called?
No idea.
Someone let me know, please.
Are you talking about Ice-T?
No,
are you sure?
Ice Cube. Okay. Ice Cube. Swear. Okay. So, and what's funny that we're talking about that, the movie Straight Outta Compton actually comes out today. And,
yeah.
We're
going to actually go to that tonight, yeah. I think, me and you.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. I got tickets, dude.
What's really cool, too, I remember this a year ago when they were making the film. I thought it was just going to be a biopic about or whatever, like on VH1. I didn't think this would go mainstream and go Hollywood.
This movie should have been made forever ago, dude. I'll tell you what, NWA was like, seriously, the first tape I ever got was Two Live Crew, Nasty As They Want to Be. I was 5 years old, dude. I was 5 years old, and it was like, I didn't even know what they were talking about, but I was like, hell yeah, dude. Like all the sexual stuff, face down, ass up, all this crazy stuff. But literally, dude, I was five. I look at 5 year olds now. I'm like, how is that? Like I knew all the words, whatever. And then when NWA came out,
5 year olds now are like
100 miles of running,
getting down to Dora, the Explorer team.
Yeah, dude. And,
you know,
can't even say words right. They're still got little baby lisps.
You were listening to
NWA, 100 miles and running, and you know, Dope Man. And I remember, I remember the first time I heard it. The synthesizer, it like did something in my brain. 5150. A lot of people don't talk about that album. No. By Eazy, 5150.
First time
Merry
I heard
motherfucking Christmas.
And we're probably like 5 years in age difference. No, 4 years in age difference. But you got down, and I'll admit it, like you were like raised with rap. Like you were like, I think rap was like first love for you, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like classic rock.
I'll tell you. So my first like classic rock, I used to listen, the tape I listened to most was this tape called Asteroids.
Okay.
And it was just like, asteroids are coming, here they come. And then it was like noises. And I think me and my brother might have actually made the tape. But it was nice. it was like asteroids when zooming this, by. This is when we were kids.
Do you guys have this still?
If I had that tape somewhere, man, we used to make all these tapes. We would make these tapes like we would reenact Rocky or Karate Kid, where we'd say all the words. And I actually broke my nose, my brother's nose. I broke my brother's nose during a reenactment of the final scene from Karate Kid. Punched him right in his face, broke his nose. We had snow mittens on and thought that would protect us. And I rocked him. But yeah, no, dude. My first tape. Like I told you, Two Live Crew. And then I was inspired to make Asteroids. The third tape was 100 Miles and Running. And I think we got Straight Out of Compton after that. And then I got Rhyme Pays by Ice-T. If you don't know about that, dude, you better check yourself.
Throwback.
Six in the morning, police at my door. It's ridiculous. And then I got... at the same time I got Ryan Pace, I think we got Pearl Jam 10. And then my first CD ever, though, after all that, was Louis Armstrong. My first CD was Louis Armstrong's Greatest Hits. And I would play it on repeat when I slept. And that's still, dude, like my heartbeat's pretty much set to Mac the Knife. If you shout out Mac the Knife.
Do you know about, I want to go back to what we were just talking about Straight Out of Compton real fast, okay. Very briefly, but like there are so many pre-sold tickets for tonight. Like they already like have the money like ready to go. Like I was watching this thing earlier on TV. So like usually I'm off on the mornings on Friday and I watch a little bit of like what's going on in pop culture.
TMZ.
TMZ or Dish Network is kind of funny to me too. And, or Price is Right usually, but Price is Right's usually one of my jams I get down to. But today was like TMZ, and because I'm just playing with my dog, and they were talking about pre-sales to this movie are already like setting some kind of
record
for a music movie.
I'd say period.
I'm just saying about like because like movies that have been about music, like about people, real life,
yeah.
Notorious was one. This one's gonna slam that one, you know.
Yeah, and in the butt.
Like you said, this movie's been anticipated for a bunch of years.
It's the movie you're gonna see. You didn't even know you wanted
it's
to see.
It's so good.
And then you're like,
Oprah just watched it. And Oprah, if you didn't know, talked so much smack about gangster rap and would always make fun of people like 50 Cent and Ice Cube actually too. I watched this whole thing about this earlier today, and like Oprah, there's this huge guy. I forgot who he is in the movie, but
Earthquake, the comedian.
Not Earthquake, the comedian. He's like a guy like that is like the CEO of Disney or something like that. They had pictures of him and Oprah on a yacht watching a screener, and Oprah actually reviewing and like tweeting about how this movie was great. And we're totally plugging Straight Out of Compton, but go see it. We're about to go see
it. They had her hanging over the water and their sharks. Yeah. Plug it, bitch.
But, you know, I also had some really cool questions I wanted to ask you, too, because, you know, As much as like you are an entrepreneur and stuff like that, like I feel like me knowing you, like you have a lot of loves like that aren't like, you know, like you're passionate about like music. Like I've really known, like you've always been passionate about music and fashion, and you always have been, you know, you always raise the bar with, cause see, like just now, like you were just dropping some old tracks that people probably like are listening to this might not know about, but then, but also to talk about fashion, you are always, you know, no homo, looking good, you know.
Oh yeah, dude.
Fresh, you know, wearing some really nice stuff, and
right now I got a cut off Bobcats shirt that I got at the Charlotte Bobcats game.
That
thanks, Jordan.
Yeah,
they had strippers handing out chicken at that basketball game. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God.
This is before the Bobcats were now again the Charlotte Hornets, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is in Charlotte. And they were, yeah, it's Jordan. There's like a Jordan store in the front. I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, dude,
no,
strippers
good.
Handing out chicken at the, that's a game.
Awesome.
It was crazy.
I just watched a video this morning about, it was, the strippers were dancing to techno. This sounds really visually weird, but it was like a Lexus, or no, it was an Alpine, something up for Alpine, and it was like it was in like the headline was the most uncomfortable 3 minutes you'll ever have, and it really was. It was horrible.
At the game, one of the strippers lit a chicken nugget on fire in her butt. She smoked a chicken nugget with her butt. That's all.
Oh god.
Yeah. And then but, a guy paid $10 to keep it.
I do have a question.
Let's
for
hear
you.
The questions.
So we'll talk about music for just a few minutes longer.
Yeah.
I really wanted to know what you think about, like, what do you think about Kanye West? Not just Kanye West as a person. This question is kind of broad and whatever, but like, what do you think? Cause what do you think with him not putting out an album? Like,
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I'll tell you what, dude. Kanye West was one of the most influential people in music for a long time.
There, he was.
I was listening to an album. I was listening to a song the other day, though. And I had my windows down, and it was Kanye West as it just came up on my Pandora. And then, like, I was driving to an area where there was, like, going to be people around, and I'm like, oh, I should turn this Kanye West down. I don't want to look stupid.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, how did that become that? But I remember... I graduated college and Graduation came out at the same time.
Yeah,
and it was, I went and got the album at midnight, dude. And there was like, and the first, like from the, like the first,
it was so good.
I was like, had chills, dude.
Yeah.
It was so good. He was so good. And I'm sure he is still so good. Dude, that All Day, that new song that came out, dude, a lot of people are like, oh, that's so dumb, whatever.
Right.
Like, just on the stage, like the French Grammys or whatever it was, MTV Awards, dude. Like, it was just him, a bunch of dudes in black, and flamethrowers.
Yeah.
That was so raw, dude.
He still got that artistic ability.
That's like, what I'm saying.
He really does. Like, and...
like, look at the rest of the crap, like performances and stuff. There's, you know, huge heads spitting out people, and
yeah,
it looks more like a Nickelodeon or some crap. And then, so he's like, we'll
people
go this
slimed.
Whole, yeah, slamming. We'll go. He goes a totally other way, dude. It's just gonna be me and some dudes shooting fire. That's pretty. It's pretty cool. But yeah, at the same time, now you have to take into consideration all the like his personality that kind of sucks. And so if it wasn't that, I just thought this the other day, same thing about Lil Wayne, dude. If Lil Wayne would have died 5 years ago, he'd just be the best ever. It'd be it. But now he's a joke, dude.
He is a joke.
And it's horrible. Yeah. And I'll say it right now out loud. He had stuff better than, because I've been listening to Tupac a lot. Biggie's still my favorite, whatever. But I've been listening to Tupac lately a little bit. And I'm like, a lot of this stuff is not so good.
No, yeah.
The crap that was released afterwards, and that's the stuff that, you know, like, you have to keep releasing.
Exactly. I feel
people
like
people it so
who
quick.
Quit while they're young, and I'm totally going to drop, like, Seinfeld, just because, like, a lot of people keep going with stuff, and I'll just say Seinfeld because it's a really easy one everyone can relate with, but, like, Seinfeld quit before their time, and like they're still a timeless.
You gotta jump TV off, show. Dude. Yeah,
and they and I just watched this like very short thing about why they did, but they quit. They knew they didn't want to be one of those people who burnt out. They really did.
Jumping like, the shark.
Jumping the shark. And like you said, Lil Wayne, man. And now Lil Wayne's trying to get killed by the like the guy who got him started.
He wants to get killed. He's like, please kill me so my album sales will go up.
And
jump the shark.
Other artists start other things, which is smart. And
yeah,
you know, like Kanye West.
He was Lil Wayne and Kanye West opened a Jiffy Lube together. I saw him there a day. They're like, in, up, out. In, up, fix, out. You know what? I'm gonna segue real quick. I came up with an idea the other day. I came up with an idea. So reduce, reuse, it's like recycle. Reduce, reuse.
Recycle.
Right? And I thought of another R.
What was it?
Refuse.
Refuse.
Yeah, dude. So I go to restaurants all the time and they try to give you all this extra shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want that. You should refuse it up front. Like make them have this glut of stuff to where people, there's a place, I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to talk shit about them.
Yeah.
There's a sandwich shop. I'm like, man, you got good sandwiches, dude. They wrap the sandwich in butcher paper and then they put it inside of a styrofoam container.
Yeah.
And then they put the container inside of a bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, the paper would be just fine. I don't want all this extra crap. And they're like, no, you gotta take it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I don't want it. Like, well, okay, just throw it away then.
So
hey, refuse, reduce, recycle, reuse.
Start with
refuse. Refuse, dude. Start with refuse.
You know, I just went to a place. It's probably the same place that you just went. You're just talking about. I asked them for what their special, and has this ever happened to you?
Okay, let's hear it.
I went there and I was like, let me get this, and they already had it ready, and I'm the kind of guy like, I like going to local places also, and I also like to, like watch someone prepare my food. Okay. I guess. Especially when it's like a sandwich.
Just because it makes you feel powerful?
It makes me feel powerful.
Make my food.
But they had this thing wrapped and ready. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, here, we have this. And when I got home, I was like, how long was that sitting there for? You know, like this could have been
sitting there. This is perception. If it would have been behind a wall and came out, you would have thought, oh, man, they hooked that up quick.
Yeah, they did.
But they
were like, oh, hey, here. I was like,
here you go. This is Carl's. He didn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He took it in the bathroom, took a shit, decided he didn't want it.
I was literally like, it got me weird for a minute. I was like, because I felt weird.
Did you eat it though? Was it good?
I did eat the whole thing. but later in the night, I felt ill. I felt weird. And I thought that was because of that. Mm. But,
Could have been, dude.
I want to ask you one more quick question.
Ask any of them. We got all day.
I know you're a busy man. You got busy plans.
I want to talk about all the issues.
But we need to talk about this real quick.
Let's do it.
Because little do you guys know, Jason is also he's a big animal enthusiast. And I know you took a big hit. And I saw you cry, actually, when Cecil the lion got killed.
Yeah, dude.
I want to hear your thoughts on Cecil the lion.
Cecil. The sad thing is that Cecil's no longer with us.
R.I.P.
You gotta find the pony in the situation though. Cecil's record sales, dude, have never been stronger. You know, I think that Lil Wayne probably could have learned from Cecil. Like he should have let, no, I don't know. No, it sucks though, dude. Black haired lion getting lured off the safe land. He got lured off a base.
Yeah.
Got taken down. Yeah, if you're going to, like, I went one time and bird hunting, dude, right? And I was, I almost shot my dad's head off, is the true story, dude. I swung a gun over and shot, and I'm just not that, I'm not the outdoorsy type. I almost killed my dad, but I like shot these birds. I'll tell you what, if you haven't read this
book. Does he look like a bird?
My dad, don't know, dude. He looks like anything, dude. You wanna look like a bird, eat like a bird. My dad looks like a rhino, dude. My dad is a boss. Yeah. Okay, he'll run through a wall.
Shout
with
out.
A, yeah, with a horn made of hair. Listen, I'll tell you what. There's a book you need to read, dude. I'm being serious. Okay. Easy read called The Prophet.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I like to eat food.
Yeah.
The way this book is called The Prophet.
I like to eat food too.
There's a dude, he's leaving this town, right? It looks like Muhammad or Jesus or whoever, right? They don't say exactly who it is, but it's Khalil Gibran, the prophet. And so like he's leaving this town, he's like, it's my time to go. Just like he left early, like Seinfeld, like Cecil, like Tupac and Biggie. He's like, look, album sales are dipping, I'm out, okay?
Yeah.
So he's leaving. So then all these people come to the boat to meet him and they say, prophet, what about this? Right. And so they ask him about food. And he's like, you know, he's like, when we pray before we eat, you need to be praying to that animal to say, thank you for laying down so that I could go on.
Oh, wow.
Right. It's pretty tight. It talks about love. It talks about everything. Khalil Gibran. You can read it in 45 minutes.
Awesome.
Sprinkle me, man.
Sprinkle me, man. Well, Jason, I just want
to
say...
No, let's not stop, dude. I hear you about to go out, dude. I want to go on forever. Let's talk about all the issues, Tom.
All the issues, man. Well,
I want to talk about...
Let's talk about...
sex.
Let's talk about cum packets.
No, what do you want to talk about? I was just...
Like, well, I wanted to ask you a question, too, about...
I knew there was something else.
Well, like, what... What, like, who are you...
Who am
like,
I?
What do you think about yourself? What do you want the people to know about you? Because you are like, when people see you, like you are like a very tall, almost an intimidating looking guy, but you're not that guy. Like, what do you think? Because I feel like the same thing when people. I'm like a pit bull walking down the road. When I walk down the road, people cross the street.
People are afraid of you.
People are afraid.
People try to adopt you.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I'm like.
Rich white couples try to adopt you.
All the time. You know?
And then say, like, before you even ask if you can pet the dog, they want to tell you that you're
people
a
try
rescue.
To pet me.
Yeah.
Let me talk about this real quick. Skip that question. That question,
erase
we'll just put
it.
That on the shelf.
Yeah, dude.
I've been getting this so much lately. People have been saying that I look like Ben Affleck. Okay?
Okay.
And it's blowing me away. It really is. I'm like, do I look like Ben Affleck?
Okay.
I guess I do.
From the town?
From the town. I'm not that cut up.
Yeah, he's ripping
I need
that.
To get like that. But like, yeah. Who do you, what is a celebrity doppelganger that you've gotten recently?
Doppelganger. No one.
Ganger,
no one. People used to say that I look like Vin Diesel when I was like, seriously, I was like taking steroids and shit. I was like, I didn't know that's what I was taking, but I was taking these pills. Like, swear to God, like Barry Bonds shit.
Yeah.
I was huge, and people were like, my wife's from South America.
Yeah, yeah.
We would go down there, and people would think that they would ask if I was The Rock or Vin Diesel.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But then.
I was going to actually say that to you when you were getting photos a couple days ago. I was like, because you were like, you know, you had to like strike a pose and smile and stuff. But like, this sounds so dumb. But I was going to just be like, you've been working out. Because you were like,
I've been trying.
You can see it.
When you have a baby, dude, like,
your chest has been like, it looks like you've been hitting them arms.
Yeah, I've been getting the bench, dude.
Getting the bench.
No, but for a while, I've just been so busy. And then there's so much anxiety that goes into before the baby comes. People are like, oh, man, I bet you never sleep. I'm like, I've been sleeping more now than I ever have in the past three
really?
Years.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
You never sleep.
I never sleep, dude. But this past few, like, my wife is so awesome, and she takes care of the kid, and we have family that lives with us
That's
that
so
helps
awesome.
Take care of the kid. But like for the past year, dude, I've been like, oh my God, is the kid gonna be okay?
You know?
And then the kid comes, and like literally, there'd be like days I didn't sleep, and like days on end I didn't sleep, and you can't be healthy doing that.
No.
And I get anxious, and I smoke, and then I eat pizza all day, and then I go to the gym, and I'm just like walking around, just weird. But I'll tell you what, dude, the kid came. The kid's a healthy baby boy. And Blade Reese Bachman. And I've been eating good, sleeping better, hitting the gym, bulking up, dude.
Yeah.
Trying to get like riffraff.
Yeah.
290.
Get that winter meat so you can stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Dumpsters. Dumpster, dude.
Dumpsters.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I'll punch straight through a wall, dude.
I've seen you do that before. Don't even say.
Yeah, dude. No, truth is, I was so embarrassed. Tom beat me in that punching bag video game.
Yes. Let's talk about this, dude. So this is what happened, guys.
I'll tell you what. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You actually are the one that like started the whole thing. You're like, oh, this is a punching bag thing. I'll break this record real quick.
And I did beat the record.
Yeah, and he did beat the record. He hit it first, and I was like, oh, great. Because me and you had like an outstanding competition and something going on previously. I forgot what that was. And I was like, oh, perfect. Let's do this now.
Mm.
After Jason just won first place in this go-kart thing we did.
I did.
So I put my dollar in, and I punch it right after him. Jason also, like, broke the record. Like, these punching bag things go up to, like, 1,000. Jason got, like, 963 or something like that. And I go up to it, you know, and I punch the thing, and I break his record by like 20 points or something like
that. No, you smashed it, dude.
I almost got 1,000, I think.
I think you maxed it out.
I feel like I let all of my rage and my entire life out on that one punch.
I tried to punch it again, dude, and I missed it. I missed the whole bag.
We went left. It was left-handed. Because we're both righties, and we went lefty because you were like,
my left hook is harder though. So my left hook is harder than my straight right.
And you were like, no, let's go left. Let's go. And
Threw up later that day. I'm not lying, dude. I almost threw up later that day because I was so anxious that I'm like, oh my God, dude, what happened? Like, I
saw it in your face.
I couldn't knock anybody out. I swear, I left the place sweating and then I almost threw up later because I had so much anxiety, dude. I was like, shit, man, if somebody like came out at me, dude, I couldn't knock them out anymore.
Worst time. Yeah.
I used to be, yeah. Well, I was like, and then it, like, I'd feel safe like around you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm not just, part of the Strange Donuts family, but I am also the enforcer.
Yeah, you know, like, people don't know. Don't sleep on him, dude. He'll knock your whole shit off.
The meanest.
Rip your jaw.
You know, and to talk about fighting real quick, and then we'll get done with this episode. But my first fight, I actually egged my fight on, and I wanted to shout out the guy. He probably is not going to listen to this, but his name was Matt Hazard. And I like spit on. Remember when bikes were big, you know, and like GTs and dinos and all that stuff? Yeah. And it was like, those were like gold bars to little kids, you know, like this was my best thing I had going on. Well, this dude had a dyno comp or whatever it was called. And I remember I was like, man, I want to fight. I want to fight. So we were at this chick's house we knew, jumping on her trampoline when trampolines were also like the craze. So I'm like, hey, Matt, hey. I'm like good 50 feet away from him in his bike. I had his bike in my hands and I spit on it. He's like, what? And he got so mad that I spit on his handles of his bike. He threw a rock at me and it grazed my leg. And like, and I was like, perfect. He hit me with the rock. So I go up to him like, and I start pushing him. And this was my first fight. And this was not Matt's first fight. He took that push, grabbed my hair, pulled me back, and just started punching me in the face. But like to talk about like the adrenaline I got when I was fighting, like I was taking punches to the face like it was nothing. Like I was like, come right back. It was.
But like, did you hit him? You didn't know what to do.
I learned how to fight in that 5-10 minutes of that fight. Ended up us rolling down a rock hill, you know, like a drain hill. It's full of rocks.
We were in Rock Hill right by Katie's Pizza.
And he threw a brick in my back, and I started crying, and I was done.
Oh no.
But that was my first fight, and yeah,
crazy.
How about you?
My first fight.
Yeah.
I really don't know. We used to fight. I used to fight so much. We used to fight a lot.
Oh, I know.
And I don't remember my first fight. We used to fight a lot. I talked about this on a podcast before. Me and my brother had a service for 25 cents. We'd beat somebody up for you.
What was it? Quarters?
Stacking quarters.
Stacking quarters.
We would do everything for a quarter, dude, because it was a week's allowance. We got paid a quarter a week, dude. It was such a fuck. We needed to unionize. A quarter a week. We had to do a bunch for it. We really did. We really had to do a lot of work. My dad would be like, move that pile of rock. It'd be like, I'm like, I'm eight, dude.
For five quarters.
For nothing. Yeah.
You would get rid of people's, you would do people's dirty laundry. It's almost as much as a washer.
Yeah.
At a laundromat.
Oh, yeah.
$1.75.
Yeah. I did get beat up, dude. I didn't get beat up. There's still, like, I got into, in seventh, eighth grade, this dude punched me, and my friends were all like, dude, don't do anything, whatever. They ended up jumping me later that night when I was by myself and kind of beat me up. But I was like, I've been getting hit harder than this by grown men, and I don't want to get all, like, into it, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But, you know what I mean, like, abuse or whatever. But, like, yeah. But I was like, this is nothing. But other than that, I grew up a little rough. So we did fight a lot. And
oh yeah.
So I don't know. But I, you know, whatever.
Hey, well, Jason.
Yeah.
I think that's all the questions I have for you tonight. You will definitely this isn't the last time you guys will hear from Jason, but I really want to say thank you for everything. If you guys want to see him, you know, he is one of the co-owners to Strange Donuts, so you might see him if he's, you know, at the shop. Mm-hmm. He's also, you know, doing things outside the shop. And
I am BD,
and but also too, you know, I just want to say some things about myself real quick. I have this thing going on my Instagram account. It's called the Shout Out Series. I know you guys are probably wondered why I'm doing shout outs, but I'm doing the shout outs. And if you want to be a part of that, just let me know. I am me, you know. But also, you can find me on my Twitter. It's Ted Party. It's probably the easiest direct source to me. My Instagram is TedParty_. And then I do have a Tumblr. That's also Ted Party. And if you're special, I am Tom Davis on Facebook with the alias Ted Party. I want to say it was great having you on, man. I appreciate it. And thank you all for listening. And I hope you guys are ready for the next episode. It's going to be great. Thanks, guys.